Okay. Zosa Torah shares some Moshe statement of Yisroel, right? We said yesterday that it refers to both Torah Shabbat as well as Torah Shabbat, and that's why he added the other word, Asher, right? Lifnei B'nei Yisroel, right? Okay, so well, then we go on. Another famous pasuk that we say every day in Aleinu, V'yodata Hayoyin V'heshezosei Elulavecha Ki Hashem Hu Halalekin Bashamayini Ma'al Voretz Mitochas Einoid. And you will know this day and consider it in your heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is God in the heaven above and on the earth below, and there is none else. This is the Aleinu. The Rishonim believe that this is one of the most defining and significant psukim in Chumash. This is the pasuk that says to each of us, we've got to do what we can do to reinforce our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in our emuna that He's the only one. And for those of us who say the Yud Gimel midos of the Rambam at the end of davening, he alludes to this always. The Rabbeinu Bachya says that it's a mitzvah min Torah to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which seems rather, you know, difficult. We're limited mortals. We're trying to understand some aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We talk about Einoid Muvado. He has unity. There's nothing else. And apparently, just because we received this as tradition, we've got to remind ourselves of what it means and make that mental commitment. Rabbeinu Bachya says one of the 613 mitzvos is this attempt to have knowledge of Hashem. And he says, we've got to contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, it's not enough to inherit religious beliefs. We can't just take what we were taught. We've got to basically spend time thinking about it and developing our own type of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to understand all of the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways, and he said, Hareini Nos Kvodecha, right? He wanted to know everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no human being can. He says, focusing on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, has done, is doing, on His creations, the perfect symmetry of the world, how is it that, right, up comes a stem, then a bud, then a flower, and somehow it moves towards the sun. The Pele Yoetz says, Lo yadati sheyadai ad sheyadai shelo yadati. I did not realize that I know something until I realized I don't know anything, which is the old, right, the old story. They say, you've learned a lot, and he says, now that I've learned a lot, I now have some concept of what I don't know. When we begin to contemplate the awesomeness, the infinite everything about Rabbona Shel Olam, right? And we really can't wrap our minds around. We can talk about infinity, but we have no way of envisaging it, right? He says, then we're getting to the stage where we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the realm of we can't understand. He says, so then we have the problem, the adata. How are we going to know? He says, the adata means we give thought to the greatness. We then realize that we can't even contemplate what that means. And somehow, he says, that's what gives us this boost in Emunah. When we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so magnified, and yet we also realize that he has a relationship with each member of Klal Yisrael, I mean, that's got to totally basically make a major impression on our minds. He says, Rabbi Rosner writes, in our day and age, this is critical. He says, we cannot have children practicing Yahadus because it's rote, because they were taught. We do not want to raise a generation acting by routine. We need them to have deep emunah. Yes, this will only occur as they get levels of maturity. And sometimes, he says, it only happens when children leave the nest. He says, unfortunately, he says, we see with the off the derech phenomena that there are those who grow up in the perfect from surrounding and yet somehow wander off. He says, he believes that those who wander off never accomplished internalizing strengths, strong beliefs, and strong notion of a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that, in his mind, is the chinuch. You've got to get the next generation to focus on this as hard as it is. As they get older, you talk to them more and more about it, right? And you try to say, and you get them to, I guess, realize that it's almost like, you know, we cut ourselves, we bleed. When you basically push the yid, you get a munah. He calls a smug, S-M-A-K, smug. Ravi Yitzchok of Corvey, one of the Bali Tosos, right, who had a list of the mitzvahs. And he said, in his number system, the first one is knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, how do I know this is required? Because, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the first of the 10 statements. And now we have the Adat HaYom V'Hashevoso. You know today, work on yourself, right? And, work on yourself, right? And consider deeply. He says both of these psukim we're going to find in our parsha this week. And he quotes the smug saying, we cannot believe that there is a Rabbeinu Shel'olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel'olam created the world, and that the Rabbeinu Shel'olam is now uninvolved in day to day. He says, Anoichi, the word, emphasizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who was the God of history, the God of action, taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And God continues to have an active hand in history. He says, if we've got to act about it in our own day, he says, let's talk about the good times, because there's the bad times too. Let's talk about 1948. Should the state have ever become set up by the United Nations? 1967, right? And 48. The War of Independence, everybody said, there is no way the Jewish state will survive. 1967, the Six-Day War. Every military advisor said, the Jews are doomed. Every Jew will be murdered or thrown into the sea. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. All right? Entebbe. Nobody could go to Entebbe except the Israeli army. And there are more and more of these incidents. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hand in history and continues to remind us that that hand is there. He says, the Gemara talks about the six eventual shilas questions that each neshama is asked. Sipisa Lishua, did you anticipate, did you care about Mashiach? But he says, I'm going to tell you that every one of the six questions is based on the Torah, honesty in business, Torah study, having children, right? Who or who? But he says, I'm going to ask you a question. Where is the mitzvah to anticipate Mashiach? And he says, is it possible to be a Yerushalmayim, a God-fearing Jew, someone who does mitzvahs, and somehow not believe in Mashiach? The Smak says, the requirement to anticipate Mashiach is part and parcel of the mitzvah of believing in Hashem. Believing in Hashem means a Rabbeinu Shel'olam controls the world and actively participates to the face of human beings when he deems it important. Kishen she'ani roitse she'aninu bi, she'ani hoitseisi eschem. The same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you remember Mitzrayim every day of your life. Kach, in the same way, and he writes there, she'taminu, you are required to believe, she'ani Hashem aleikechem, I am God, your God. I am the only God, and I have a relationship, one-on-one, with each person. Va'ani osit lekabel eschem ulehoi shi'echem. And, in future, I'm going to gather you in and save you. I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Then Rabbi Rosner concludes, we need to do the effort, right? Because I think it was the story of one of the Soloveitchiks, either Rav Chaim or whomever, one of them was asked to become the Rosh Yeshiva in a place, and he didn't want to do it. And he put it off and put it off, and finally he got a message saying, there are 25,000 Jews in Lithuania who are waiting for you, wanting you to take the mantle of leadership. And he said that when he heard that, he could not say no. He says 25,000 moved him. If we had all of Klal Yisrael really, really saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really want Mashiach now, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not answer? And that's the question he leaves open. The next pasuk we're going to look at is Raki Shamar Lecha, beware and watch yourself, Ma'oid, a lot. Pen tishkach es advarim asher ro'ei necha. You cannot, you're not allowed to forget. That's which you saw. Matan Torah. And it can't depart from our heart. Kol yimei chayecha. All the days of our lives. V'hidatam levanecha uvenevo necha. You have to make known to your children and grandchildren, Yom Asher Amadta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chayrei. You have to make known the day we, every Nisham and Klal Yisrael, stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai, at Chayrei. He quotes Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He says, whoever teaches his grandson Torah is considered as if he has received the Torah at Sinai directly because of what it said here. He says it juxtaposes the day you were at Chorev with teaching your generations. Rav Yosef Soloveitchik says that Rav Yeshua ben Levi talks about the significance of a grandson. Apparently, because there's something unique about transmitting Torah down to grandchildren. Soloveitchik talks about teaching Torah and transmitting. V'shinamtam levanecha. Teach your children. Teach them Torah. Make sure they know it. Give them the education. However, when it comes to the grandchildren, He says the obligation to teach is secondary because presumably the parents have that. They're in first place. But we have to give them the feel. We have to say you got to spread Torah, that they should stand in our shoes and follow. We also know that it says that someone who teaches another person Torah is considered as if they're teaching their own son. See? And Rabbi Rosner says, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us that Har Sinai wasn't only about us learning the Torah. We were given the mission to transmit it on. And he says, I'm going to quote from Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. Umasarahu li Yeshua. He transmitted it to Yehoshua. Now, we all know that Yehoshua was there at Matan Torah. But he says there was a Kabbalah, a receipt of Torah, and a Mesira, a transmission to the next generation. Moshe gave something to Yehoshua above and beyond what he got at Sinai. And a fellow Vaychik says, perhaps there's a greater transmission of Torah when we can inspire grandchildren. He said, I cannot be assured that if I teach my son, he will necessarily teach his children. Although one would argue that if you gave him the proper education, presumably he would pass it on. But he says, this commitment to transmit to grandchildren, right, is an insurance policy, so to speak, to fill in the gaps when parents may not be successful in a certain area of Torah transmission. In his Reflections of the Rav Sefer, Vasala Vaychik says, grandfathers and grandchildren, though members of different generations, are really part of one fraternity, the Mesorah, the tradition. The community who preserve the integrity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. When a child is born, he will be absorbed into the Mesorah community with the grandfather's input. He will speak, God willing, the same language. Probably different phrases as we know as kids. But he will go back to the identical text they learned, the same Chumash, the same Tanakh, the same Mishnayos, the same Gemara. He will learn to dream the same dreams of Geula and Mashiach. And we'll learn that we are the Am Segula. We are the treasured nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're his representative. And unfortunately, that's what causes anti-Semitism. The fact that everyone hates God. We're called B'nai Yisroel and we're called Beis Yaakov. Not necessarily, and probably not called the children of Avram and Yitzchak, we call Klal Yisroel Yisroel. Why? What was it that Yaakov Avinu did? Yaakov Avinu had direct communication with grandchildren. He was the one who taught Yosef's children, Ephraim and Manasseh. Yaakov made the greatest of efforts to overcome any generation gap between he and Ephraim and Manasseh. And in doing so, Yaakov Avinu was the first person to show that Torah, Yiddishkeit, transcends time and generation. And because he did this, because he actually worked in giving over the Torah, giving it to the third generation, he became the father, so to speak, of all generations, and that we become B'nai Yisroel. Rabbi Rosner concludes this essay when he says, we know it says, Chutam Meshulash Leishaleshu, a threefold knot, grandfather, his son, and his grandchild, all being involved in Torah, okay, is something, it says, cannot be undone. Or rather, he says, it cannot be easily undone. There's an inertia. There's a continued return to the same thoughts. And he says, that's what this parsha contains, this message. Okay. Hmm.